Hi, it's Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Pedro Fret, F-R-E-T. Pedro Fret is a 45-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 7-6-21. Apparently he was unloading his trailer, and it was raining and slippery. Apparently he slipped and hurt his back. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a fractured L5 vertebrae and slipped disc, for which he underwent surgery in December 2021. Pretty states this involved implantation of a fusion cage in the lower back. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in January 2022. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Fret was seen at WorkNet on 7-8-21. He reported the onset of symptoms 2 days ago of pain in the lower back and legs. He woke up with pain in the lower back going down his legs. He tried to continue to work, but the pain worsened and he felt weak in his right leg. Underline this, he denies any injury or trauma. He denies any previous low back pain. He had to get a cane to help him stabilize himself when walking. He reports a pain level of 10/10. He was found to have flexion to 90 degrees and extension to 10 degrees. There was pain with rotation to the left. He had a positive for Bayer's test on the right. He also had complaints of pain over the right hip and greater trochanter. There was no indication that he had weakness or sensory loss in either lower extremity. X-rays of the lumbar spine revealed degenerative changes at L1 through L2. X-rays of the right hip revealed no significant abnormalities. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and right hip pain, for which he has begun on ibuprofen and Flexeril. He followed up through 7/19/21 when his symptoms were slowly improving, but he was going to continue physical therapy and remain on modified duty. New paragraph. On 9/13/21, he came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Evering, E-V-E-R-I-N-G. Did right and left hip exam that seemed to be consistent with greater trochanteric pain syndrome. But he could also have symptoms related to lumbar radiculopathy. Bilateral greater trochanteric bursa and bilateral gluteus medius injections were given. He was going to return in 2 to 3 weeks. When he did return on /27/21, he reported no significant improvement in his pain. Dr. Evering was then suspicious he was suffering from lumbar radiculopathy. The diagnostic injection performed confirmed it likely was not coming from the hip. He ordered an MRI of the lumbar spine. This was done on 10/7/21 to be inserted here. Dr. Evering, on the visit of 9/27/21, took lumbar x-rays that showed evidence of diffuse degenerative changes. He had grade 1 approaching grade 2 antral listhesis of L5 on S1. And underline this, there was no evidence of fracture. On 10/11/21, they reviewed the results of his MRI period, he was given a diagnosis of epidural lipomatosis. Period. He would be referred to an interventional spine specialist to consider injection therapy for the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. Salim, S-A-L-I-M, on 10-22-21. Period. He denied any injury or trauma, but had been experiencing symptoms for approximately 3 to 4 months. Period, straight leg raising was positive on the left and equivocal on the right. Period's lump test was negative bilaterally. Period for set loading tests were positive bilaterally. Period. Manual muscle testing was limited due to pain and guarding. Period, he complained of he had decreased range of motion with pain in the lumbar spine. Period. On 10-25-21, he was seen by Dr. Ames, A-M-E-S. Period. At that juncture, he stated he had not had therapy and was scared to try it due to being more painful. Period. He denies having any injections to that point. Period. Dr. Ames discussed treatment options and wrote he had significant grade 2 spondylolisthesis at L5-S1 with severe foraminal stenosis bilaterally, contributing primarily to his symptoms. Period, he did not feel the epidural lipomatosis is necessarily a major contributing factor, as his symptoms are primarily in the L5 distribution in the buttocks and other, and radiating around to the greater trochanters. Period, they discussed the likelihood of injections being unable to provide him a long-term solution. Period. Accordingly, he suggested surgical consultation. Period. On 12-14-21, Mr. Fret was seen by Dr. Mora, M-O-R-A, who rendered diagnosis of lumbar radiculopathy, common spondylolisthesis, and degenerative disc disease. Period. He prescribed medications and placed him, scratch that, and fit him for an aspirin corset chair brace. Period. They agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. This took place on 12-21 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. He continued to see Dr. Robert Ames through 4-29-22. Period. At that juncture, he did not have tenderness in the lumbar spine, midline, or paraspinal musculature. Period. There was mild tenderness in the upper buttocks and outer hips bilaterally. Period. Lower extremity strength was 5/5. Period. He had mild to moderate pitting edema in the lower extremities, a minimal tenderness of the calf, but no adductor canal tenderness on either side. Period. X-rays revealed L5-S1 ALIF with hardware intact and inappropriate position. Period. There was no evidence of hardware failure or loosening. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed heel portal scarring about the left knee. Period. There was open transverse scarring about the left medial ankle that he attributed to a bicycle injury resulting in a compound fracture. Period. There were early venostasis changes bilaterally. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgid in temperature. Period. Left ankle dorsiflexion was to 15 degrees and inversion to 30 degrees, but was full. and plantar flexion and eversion. Paired mesh of the right ankle as well as both knees and hips was full on all plans with a crepitus or tenderness. So that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 1 inch in length. Period. Anteriorly, there was a transverse bikini type scar measuring 7.5 inches in length. Period. He was able to flex to 85 degrees, and motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuvers bilaterally elicited low back tenderness at 70 degrees with no radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Pedro Fret has claimed to have injured his lower back at work on 7-6-21. Period. He currently states he was unloading his trailer and it was raining and slippery and hurt his back. Period. He did not give us a particular mechanism for injury of how this occurred. Period. When he sought care at WorkNet and then with Dr. Evering, he denied any precipitating injuries to his low back and lower extremity complaints. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. He accepted injections to the greater trochanters and gluteus muscles bilaterally. Period. He later underwent a lumbar MRI on 10-7-21. Period. In the paragraph, he then underwent surgery on 12-21-21 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively, as well as x-rays to confirm consolidation of his fusion and the appropriate positioning of his hardware. Period. As of 4/29/22, he completed his treatment with Dr. Ames. Period. The paragraph of the current examination found there to be nearly full range of motion about the lumbar spine. But there was healed surgical scarring consistent with his surgery. Period. He did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. He had intact strength and sensation in both lower extremities. Period. Supine straight leg raises maneuvers at 70 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. He was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. Considering his early denial of any precipitating injuries, I am hard-pressed to ascribe this estimate to the alleged incident of 7-6-21. Period. Mr. Fritt has been able to remain in the workforce as a truck driver, but states he does not do any unloading now. Period. End.